It's time for an inside look at the most powerful motorsport on the planet, WFO Radio NHRA Nitro.
The Amalie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals getting closer and closer. WFO Radio NHRA podcast, my 41st straight Gator Nationals. And one of the coolest things about going to the Gators was watching those Florida-based teams, talking about Daryl Gwynn, talking about Big Daddy Don Garlitz, the Florida teams racing in the Florida race, and that is happening again this year. Dave Richards and Paul Richards Racing going to be out there with Paul Smith, Mike Smith, Bodie Smith, tuning the car, a Florida team at the Florida race. We're going to hear from Dave Richards just seconds from now. If you're new to WFO Radio, we encourage you, like, subscribe. Check out the show on a weekly basis. You want to hear the Gators winners. You want to hear Big Daddy Don Garlitz. It's all in the archive. Check it out. Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And if you really like it, write a review. WFO happens every single week. Multiple episodes. Why? Because we have great sponsors like Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School and the Dragster Adventure. I'm going on the Dragster Adventure March 27th. I will be up there for that one. It's going to be great. I hope I do well. I just want to lower expectations dramatically. But if you want to drive a Dragster at 130 miles per hour, 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, the Dragster Adventure is for you. And they travel all around the country. 866-480-7223. Also, samtech.edu. Fans of the samtech.edu Factory Stock Showdown. There is a new Factory Stock podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcast, you can find Factory Stock Podcast for the most part. Great show, by the way. Drew Skillman, Mark Powick, Scott Libisher. But the whole exercise is so that some younger folk who are interested in mechanical stuff realize that they can get a great education at samtech.edu and turn it into a career in racing. 713-683-3817. Seven. You never know. You might end up going to work at a place like Total Seal Piston Rings, the leader in ring seal technology. Total Seal, located in Arizona, making the rings for high performance applications. 800-874-2753. Now, I say high performance applications, but really all applications, custom applications, air compressors, tractors, oddball stuff. They build rings for anything, and that's what makes them unique. But of course, Stock Eliminator, Super Stock, Pro Stock, Pro Mod, all the way up to the Nitro ranks, all the way up to Formula One, Total Seal fits the rings. MagicDryUS.com, the leader, the official organic absorbent of the NHRA, and Rodak's Coffee and Grills.com. Marvin Rodak, give him a call. If you haven't called Marvin and gotten some coffee and spice rub and hot sauce, maybe if you're down there in Fort Worth, Texas, get yourself a grill or an outdoor kitchen. I don't know what to tell you. It's the best in the business. You're missing out, man. You're missing out. 817-924-6821. Plus Drag Racing Edge magazine, John DeBartolomeo. We had Johnny D this week. Talked a little podcasting. Talked a little David Rampey in the magazine. You can pick up an edition. Subscribe. I encourage you. Drag Racing Edge magazine and EV3 Drag Racing. And those are the people that make it possible. Just like that. Plus our Patreons. Patreon.com/WFO Radio. But now, getting ready for the Gator Nationals, joining us now, he's a Florida boy who's going to be out there racing this weekend, doing 10 races on the season. We're getting used to seeing him out there. Dave Richards on WFO Radio. Dave, congratulations, 10 races. That's a nice little season.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Joe. 10 races is going to be a lot for us. We've done it once before back in 2016, and I'm looking forward to being able to do it again this year. Coming up this whole off season, we've done a lot of preparing to come out, you know, and run real aggressive right away. We've got a lot of new engine parts that we put together and a fresh front half on the chassis. And we actually tested last weekend. It went really well. So I'm really looking forward to it. Can't wait to get on the track.
I was checking out your social media. You tested up there in Palm Beach?
Yes. Yep. Just last weekend.
See, that's great.
Just made two runs and everything went really well. I was just happy, you know, when you do that with the car, the front half, you take the car completely apart. So just to put everything back together, you know, Mike Smith and Dave Bartow at our shop did a really good job just getting everything ready for us. And it was nice to be able to test. Normally we're not able to do that. Normally our test is the first couple runs in qualifying. So it's good that we were able to do that.
Great news. And I can't help but think, you know, Palm Beach is my now it's my home track. That's where I raced and I did a lot of announcing there. I've seen you there. We've hung out. But the old days, which you may not remember, Miami Hollywood Dragway, Miami Hollywood Speedway, which is down by, you know, Fort Lauderdale area where I live. It was not uncommon to go out there one night and Daryl Gwynn is testing, you know, there's a nitro car that could just show up. And for the people that were around or there, like that must have been so cool to be able to know that there's a, you know, there's a local nitro funny car out there testing at Palm Beach, getting ready for the Gator Nationals. I think that's one of the cool elements, even though it's just a test, still pretty cool.
Oh yeah. No, there's all the people there were, you know, definitely surprised we were there. And, I saw some videos of people in the stands just going nuts after. It's just funny to watch people that see them for the first time and have no idea what to expect and then how their reaction. It's pretty cool. But every time we go out there, people are just happy we're there. I wish we could go out there more. It's a great track. And, you know, it's close to home, so it's nice and easy.
And you're working on it. Like, you've got a program that you've been gearing up. So let's talk about, okay, Paul Richards Racing. And you are driving the Richards family. You guys have been, this is something that you're not new to, but you've been like ramping up your involvement. Talk about like, you know, how and why and what are the goals ultimately?
Okay. Ever since I was a little kid, there's always been a race car in my family. My dad, you know, back in the, I mean, in the 70s and 80s, he was a match racer in the East Coast. And all my childhood memories, there was always a funny car in the garage. And even when I was a teenager, I was more into sports, and I wasn't really. My dad never even let us touch the car, you know. But then, as time had gone on, my older brother Paul had gotten the itch to want to get involved, and he started, you know, being more part of it. And then after I was done with college and it started my own business, I just kind of started coming back around again and showing more interest. And then it's like, hey, I want to try driving this thing. And it took 3 or 4 years of me, you know, getting in the car and doing a few hundred, you know, 100-foot pass here and there. And then it took a long time to get my license. But once I finally did, you know, that was back in 2013. Someone asked me that the other day. And I'm just like, wow, I can't believe it's already been 7 years that I've been able to drive this thing. And it's still, I mean, everyone had told me you got to have 100 runs under your belt before it even kind of feels normal. And I'm coming close to that number now, and it's still every time you hit the gas, it's something new. So I'm just excited to – I've been blessed to have great people behind us. The Smith family has always been there to help us tune the car and keep it safe. Paul Smith, Mike Smith, John Bodie Smith. And then all of our sponsors, the Mahoney family, Prestige. He's been a big part of our program since 2016. And he's always been there to help us. And that's who is helping us out again this year, along with Strutmasters has come on board since Charlotte of last year. So, and also Farm Boy. So that's why we've been able to get these three guys together and put together a good budget to go out and race aggressive and not just hope to, you know, just make one qualifying run and hope to qualify. We're coming out to run hard and try and win some rounds.
Wow.
And the race against these guys, it's, you know, it's a tough deal. I mean, these guys racing John Force and people of that caliber, it's just lucky to be able to do it. I really feel blessed, and I know how lucky I am to be able to get to do what I do.
I think it is great just to hear you lay it out there. It's so hard to just get the chess pieces in place and to drive the car at all, right? It's a big victory to be in a funny car at an NHRA national event in a qualifying session, period. But now you've gotten to that point and you've realized that, okay, that's great and all, but I want to race and maybe win and who knows. And the guys that you've got making the tuning decisions, at least my analysis, and I want you to talk a little bit more deeply about the Smith family, they are chomping at the bit. They can win races. They've got the know-how. Like, they'll make a pass, and it'll be great, and then they got to pack the car up for a couple of runs or multiple cars, et cetera. Talk about that family, Paul Smith, Floridian, the entertainer. He's legendary around the state of Florida, and you've got those guys, the brain trust and his life of experience, and you're able to step on it now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's my dad. My dad actually used to race. Helped Paul Smith. I think whenever he was touring full time, my dad went on the road with him and just worked on the car with Paul. So that's kind of how the relationship started. And I had always known Paul. And then at getting my license, he was always there because, you know, he lives down here in Boynton Beach. So he would be driving out to the track and always helping us. So he's been a big part of, you know, my whole, he's the only guy that's ever been there while I've been in the car. So there's just his old school mentality. You know, he doesn't even need a computer. I'm telling you, he can just hear the car and he'll know what's wrong or what's right. Or, you know, it's just, he's got that sixth sense of just, he just knows. And it's kind of comforting when he's there. And I know that they have the capability of winning, and with the right parts and pieces, which we've got, I feel like we're going to do good, you know. And he's been racking his head trying, you know, he's got a plan for this year coming up, and he wants to go out and race hard. And I'm really excited about that.
I'm excited,
you know, between him and Mike Smith and Bodie. You know, they're brothers and they like to squabble, but it's fun to be around them. And you know, it's going to be a fun time.
And the way you're repping yourself, I think, is in such a good way. Let's talk about Chip from Strutmasters, who is stepping up to help many racers in your position. I think about Scotty Polachek. I think about Lex June. I think about yourself. And, you know, maybe he's not on one car trying to win the championship all in with one car. He's doing it the way that we've seen so many others. I think about Kenny Koretsky with Nitrofish and others, and be on many cars and help, you know, you be a part of a combination program, like you said, with some other sponsors, and enable you to do some really good things. You've got a very patriotic paint scheme with the logo of each of our armed forces, a salute to veterans. Very nice. You've got Mount Suribachi on the top, which is cool. All the United States Marines out there are going to see that and think Iwo. You know, how did you decide that was how you wanted to represent this team with your partners, including Strutmasters?
Well, the patriotic theme came from the Mahoney family, who is Prestige Siteworks. He's more about just he's really big into supporting veterans, and that's where it started. And then Strut, you know, Chip was on board. He thought it was going to be cool to be part of a special car, and I think it's going to be cool with all the military that come out to the races to have a car to cheer for. And plus, you know, it's the United States. I mean, we're in the best country. You know, it's going to be fun. You know, and the car looks really cool. So. It's just, I think it's something different, and I'm glad we're able to do it.
Oh, I agree. I agree. So what is Farm Boy Custom? What do they do? Okay, Prestige is Siteworks, and I would imagine that's construction. Chip, we know what Chip does, and he's selling struts for a lot of high-end cars and that are affordable, and you can replace them. What about Farm Boy? What do they do?
Farm Boy, they do lifted trucks, like, you know, big, you know, suspension lifts and big wheels and tires, you know, truck modifications, and all kinds of aftermarket. They do some really cool stuff, and they're right here in Florida, actually in Royal Palm Beach, right next to my hometown. And that's Jeff Hermanson, he's been helping us the past 4 or 5 years also. If some of the cars we've had, Uppercut Turf Management, he's a big landscaper. And then his other business that he has is Farm Boy. So we're pushing Farm Boy more on the car. They've got a lot of cool apparel and hats and shirts and things like that. But they also do some really cool stuff with aftermarket trucks, you know. So it's cool.
It is cool. It is cool. And what I like about it, and I can't help but think, let me put it in a different way. The consolidation of Nitro Racing to Brownsburg, Indiana, might be a convenience, and it might be really good for the exchange of ideas, or if you get blown out from one team, you can roll your toolbox across the street and go to work there. That is a good thing. I get it. It's centrally located. But what we lost was the feeling of the hometown team, right? Where Florida fans would go to the Gator Nationals and they would root for Big Daddy Don Garlitz. They would root for Paul Smith. They'd root for Daryl and Jerry Gwynn. They would root for Florida drivers. Those are our guys going up against, you know, guys from California, Snake coming in, that old school feel. And you are helping to change that a little bit. You're a Florida funny car team. That's cool.
Yeah, no, I I'm proud to be here from Florida. It is really cool. You know, I love Florida. And, you know, the Gator Nationals is a big race, and it is really cool because I do see a lot of friends and family go to this race, you know, where a lot of other tracks we go. And, you know, we'll recognize people, but you don't just see people like your neighbors or just people you see every year that, oh, I live in, you know, the town across from you or this and that. It's just, it's cool to be there in Florida doing our thing.
Yeah, that's a great point that you have no idea how many people you are affecting with your Nitro Funny Car because you can't possibly understand who is keeping track of you, but they are aware of you, right? The guy with the Nitro Funny Car, if you're in their area, they know who you are. Dave Richards, the guy with the Nitro Funny Car, he lives that way. Yeah, man, they test it every once in a while. There's no way you can know all those people.
No, but it's just, like I said, I don't take it for granted at all to be able to drive a funny car. I mean, I know how many people would do anything to be able to get to do what I do. So I'm just lucky. And then when I have the great sponsors that we have and the great people like Mahoney's and Strutmasters and Farm Boy, all three of them guys are just good people. And they just love racing and they love our smaller team and they want to help. And it's just all about, you know, just the passion of the sport. And they see how hard, you know, my brother and I work to get out there and do our thing. And that's why I'm more excited, is because we've got these guys helping us. And without them, we wouldn't be able to do it. But with them there and just them just enjoying what we're building is exciting.
You have a chance to actually compete as opposed to just being there. You got a chance to go out and try to win some races. So let's talk about a little bit about the future, in that this is a huge step. I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but let's assume it goes pretty well. Do you have a next phase in this? I know you've got a business that you run and all, and the 24 race schedule is really challenging for a lot of people. You got to have great people in place, but if you run well and these sponsors love what you're doing and maybe it leads to more sponsors, do you ever see yourself, is it a goal to run the full 24 race schedule?
Yeah, you know, I would love to, but it would definitely be difficult. Being a business owner, and that, you know, I do a lot of the work myself. And then I also have a family at home and two young girls. So to go full time, it would be hard. Yes, it's always been a goal of mine. But as you know, it would have to all make sense to really make it work, you know. But my second goal would be, is if I couldn't do it full time, maybe like at least do, you know, 12, 15 races, but do it like top notch. Like every time we go to a race, I want the other guys to be like, oh, they're coming again. You know, not just going there just to be there. It's, you know, it's like I'm good friends with Paul Lee, and I remember talking to him probably 5 years ago, and he's been driving for a while, but I remember he used to actually drive our car at certain races. And I remember him getting to the point where he's like, I don't want to go unless I can go and win. And I remember thinking, man, I just want to go. But now, not that I wouldn't just go anyway, but now when I go, I want to just, you want to do good. There comes a point where you're happy to just be there, but then after a while you want to go there and actually really do good. You know, there's so much time and money and effort that goes into these things that you want to do good.
And Paul is certainly showing that now. Paul is out there, and when he shows up, he's got a chance to win, and he can win a race. And I really think he's going to win a race this year, and I think that is going to be something we'll all be tracking. Dave, congratulations on just getting to this point. That's a huge deal. It's a major accomplishment. Maybe people don't realize, you know, there's a car on the racetrack, right? But all the effort that it takes to get to the point that you're at now, and you can have a chance to go out and, you know, qualify and, you know, lay down maybe some career performances. Just for my information, what's your personal low ET?
396 at 317 miles an hour. And that was in Pomona. That was actually a really cool run. That was the finals in Pomona 2016. And I remember we were going in the last qualifying session. It was the fastest field in history. I don't know if it still is. I was number 16. But I remember it was the last session and we had to run our best to get in. And I remember having in my head, like, I'm not letting off the pedal unless I'm heading to the wall or mowing the cones over. And I remember just sashaying left and right and it was getting dark, and somehow or another we pulled it off, and that was our Q4 run getting into the Winter Nationals.
Amazing. No, that's exciting, and you're going to get that kind of excitement going on here. Just a couple of days from now, Gainesville Raceway, the 51st Amalie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals, and you know, Florida driver and a Florida car racing in a Florida race. That is very exciting with a very patriotic paint scheme. Before I let you go, real quick, social media, ways for our listeners to follow along with your experience. Are you guys ramping that up? Do you have anything where you feel comfortable, letting the WFO listeners follow you?
Yeah. We have our Paul Richards Racing Facebook page. And then I know I should know more about Twitter, but I really don't. I know we have one. I do have a girl that helps me do some of that stuff. I know we're going to get the Twitter going a little more, but there's definitely – we at all the races, we have our Facebook page with just updates and photos.
That's great.
That people can follow along.
Everybody's on Facebook. Twitter is a very niche thing. I've got it, but I got to tell you, it's not mandatory. When I tweet out the interview after we do it, I would love to be able to, tag you on it so that whoever you've got on there as opposed to not. So I think you should have one. But Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, man. Insta is very important, too, for all those great photos. But other than that, you're good to go.
Yeah, we do have Instagram, too. But like I said, I'm not. I think it's all attached, but
you have a teen, you got to find a teenager, man. Yeah, you got to get a teenager. You're not the young guy anymore. Yeah. You got to get a teenager to do this.
I know it.
Dave, thank you.
I'll have to figure it out.
There it is. Dave, thank you very much for making the time. Congratulations to you and your group of sponsors. I hope that they are listening, and I want to say to them, thank you for giving Dave the opportunity to do this. It is so great. I can't wait to see this car on the track just days from now. And thank you for coming on WFO Radio Podcast. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Richards with us here on WFO Radio. If you want some free WFO Radio stickers, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Castello Media /WFO stickers, P.O. Box 848-353, Pembroke Pines, Florida, 33084. Each stamp you put on your envelope, I'll put some stickers in it, and it's usually 4 stickers per stamp. And you fill out your own address, and I'll send it back to you. That way, I don't have to do the busy work. Great for Dave. Chasing a dream. Florida kid. Grew up with a funny car in the garage. And now, he'll be out there running the Gator Nationals. I'm super happy for him, and I'm eager to see them do well. It's better to go hard in 10 races than just show up for 24. My opinion, and we're learning more and more teams want to do it that way. Watch out for the part-time teams. It'll be interesting to see who can break through. Folks, the Gator Nationals is next. Be watching on NHRA.TV. If you are still getting ready or still on your way, hit the WFO Radio Archive. Alan Reinhardt, Angie Smith, Terry McMillan, Johnny D, Dave, all in there. Everybody is in there, plus our previous week's winter interviews, Steve Torrance and others, all the winners from the 2020 season. Lots of great stuff in there, plus Hidden Horsepower by Total Seal. Catch up on that one. Factory Stock Podcast, Mark Parks, Scott Libisher, Drew Skillman, all on the show, along with Brian Massengill. A lot of content for you to absorb as we get ready. Plus, you can follow on the social media. It's been a crazy week with what happened last weekend, Orlando and the World Door Slammer Nationals, calling that event. Great stuff down in Orlando, then transitioning right into the Gator Nationals. Got Performance TV on Motor Trend Network Sunday morning, 8:30 a.m. Want you to keep up with that as well. So many good things happening. Gator Nationals weekend, Formula One getting started, IndyCar over in St. Pete. It's all happening. Check out last week's Ignition show to catch up on all of it. All right, everybody, have fun at the Gator Nationals. We'll see you at the track, WFO.
This is WFO Radio.
I love WFO Radio.
Oh, yeah.
The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.
Hey, WFO Universe. Want to hear your favorite interviews before anyone else? I'm talking VIP access. Want to get right to the interviews? Go to patreon.com/WFO Radio. You get special VIP content, early access to interviews, and get straight to the interviews on patreon.com patreon.com/WFO Radio. That's patreon.com/WFO Radio. Become a patron. Become a WFO VIP. Do it now.
You're working in the shop. You've got spills. You've spilled oil. It's everywhere. What are you going to do? I know what you're going to do, but that's not the best way to do it. The best way to do it is to go to MagicDryUS.com and order the official organic absorbent of the National Hot Rod Association, Magic Dry. It's lighter, it absorbs more, it's better for the environment. It's made out of coconut. It's made in America. MagicDryUS.com. They've got spill kits that include everything you need for a regular, normal household spill, all the way up to a large industrial spill. We always say, if you've got a cat, get CatSpot. If you've got a shop, if you've got a factory, if you've got a spill, call Magic Dry. That's MagicDryUS.com. Attention adrenaline junkies, Frank Hawley's Dragster Adventure is calling you. Rides available for the 2020 season. Go to frankhawley.com. They're coming to a track near you. It makes a great gift, and you know the holidays are coming, whether it be licensing for Super Comp, Super Gas, all the way up to Top Alcohol, they can do it. But if you're a drag racing fan, and you've always imagined what it might be like to drive a dragster to accelerate 0 to 60 in 3 seconds and run 10s in the quarter mile, give them a call. 866-480-7223, frankhawley.com, the Dragster Adventure, and tell them you heard it on WFO.
Start your education at full speed with the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. Accelerate your career as a high-performance engine builder with classroom instruction and practical hands-on experience in the lab, on the dyno, and at the track. In addition to the block, head, and CNC programs, SAM now offers motorsport EFI tuning and an Associates of Applied Science degree. And SAM is a military-friendly school, approved to train veterans and other eligible persons under the GI Bill. Start your education at full speed. Go to samtech.edu today.
We're talking gourmet coffee, we're talking hot sauces, we're talking spice rubs, we're talking everything good at RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Marvin Rodak, been doing it since the 70s, figured out that life is better with great coffee, and oh, he's so right. 817-924-6821. Call Marvin. He'll roast up some coffee fresh for you. Throw in some hot sauce, some spice rub, and you will be loving it. Hit them up, RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Hey, engine builders. Total Seal Piston Rings are the leader in ring seal technology, and they go out of their way to help their customers and will make custom sets for any specific piston you might have. Customer service, top-notch. Made in America? Absolutely. They're located in Phoenix, Arizona, and they've got everything it takes to develop the world's best piston rings. Give them a call at 800-874-2753 or go to totalseal.com.
This is WFO Radio.